Chapter 2. May 8th of year 19. Adam. Marchenko, how much longer?
Tomorrow, my boy. Tomorrow we will be there.
How he hates this. Adam hits his fist against the inner wall of the metal cigar tube in which Marchenko too has been carrying him along for almost a month. He knows he should be thankful for his rescue. How could I have been so stupid as to leave the sled while we were in complete darkness? And this Marchenko, Marchenko too, the fake Marchenko, is even more possessive than the real one. He's constantly treating me like a little boy. Since Valkyrie started from the edge of the ice sheet, Adam has not been allowed to leave the vessel.
What do the scanners indicate?
There is a huge mass in front of us. It must be a building.
As if we didn't know that already.
Any signs of Eve? He deliberately asks about his sister. Marchenko, too, does not want to hear about the AI which raised even him.
Unfortunately not, my son.
I'm not your son, Adam thinks. Being careful, his irritation does not show.
Please tell me right away if you receive a signal.
Certainly. We will know more within 15 hours. And now, lie down and sleep so you'll be rested tomorrow.
I will do that, Adam says.
He could not possibly sleep now. How might Eve and their Marchenko be doing? Have they already discovered the secrets of this building? Might the shift in mass within the Proxima system, which Marchenko too reported, have been caused by them? Right now, he would like to feel Eve's breath against the back of his neck. Then he could definitely fall asleep. Even her slight snore would calm him.
Adam remembers the time on the sled. It seems an eternity ago, even though only a month has passed. He did not appreciate the sense of community.
How stupid can one be? And all this secrecy, just because Marchenko too lured him with the truth about his origins.
Truth. What is that, actually?
It is true that he misses Eve and Marchenko, his Marchenko. Adam hesitates to call him father. He cannot express why, but if he were forced to call a person his father, then it would be the true Marchenko. Adam has known this form of truth for a month now. It was revealed to him when he died, when he was alone in the icy darkness, and understood that this mistake would cost him his life. That was a strange moment. He fought it for a long time, tried so hard to save himself, and kept hoping for the arrival of the second Marchenko. He ran, then walked, then staggered along, and finally crawled. And then he could not go on. His muscles absolutely refused to move. He knew he would never again open his eyes if he closed them at that moment. He looked up at the sky, and at first, he did not see anything. Then the sky changed color. He could not believe his eyes. Together with what he believed to be an aurora came images, a short version of his life. He had laughed out loud as it seemed so cliché to him. His childhood on board Messenger, the hours with Jay the robot who served as their teacher, the infinitely many days with his sister full of boredom, fights, and made-up stories. And then he saw the landing on Proxima B. The escape from the heat of the central plain, the attack of the mini frogs, their time in the strange forest of fighting trees and colorful mushrooms. He always considered himself so smart, but he had been stupid. How clumsily he had fallen into the pit with that weird spider. Eve had watched and supported him when Marchenko was angry once again. He knew he owed so much to her, and then he realized he had lost her forever. Adam can't remember the following hours. Marchenko, too, later mentioned how he found him in a fetal position, but with his eyes open. The circulation had not stopped. It had lowered to a maintenance level, which prevented his cells from freezing. Adam does not know whether he can believe him, even partially. He must have remained motionless for 6 hours at minus 80 degrees Celsius. That is completely impossible. And then Marchenko, too, still had to transport him back to Valkyrie, to the submarine Adam and the others had left at the edge of the ice sheet. He supposedly provided Adam with nutrients via IVs. Right now, Adam is doing amazingly well again. He still has dressings on the back of his hand and in the crooks of both arms, where the intravenous needles had been inserted. Otherwise, his skin is unblemished. Shouldn't he at least have suffered frostbite? It is not as if he wants black toes or fingers falling off. But the fact that he survived his enormous stupidity without any problems makes him skeptical. Marchenko, too, though,
insists that there was nothing strange about this. Is he keeping something secret? Adam has been wondering whether he might currently be nothing but a simulation in Marchenko 2's memory bank, or whether he is experiencing one last infinite dream, while in reality, his body has been long dead. Yet when he pinches himself, the pain is real, as is the fear about Eve and the wish to meet her again, as soon as possible.